talk into.
Okay, I think there I got it.
You got it now.
I got it.
All right, Danny. Tigers beat Cleveland 4-2 on the road tonight against first place Minnesota. We are no longer in last place. We are tied for last place.
Nice. Hey.
Suck it, Royals. 10.5 back, but it's early. But I mean, it's early. It's 6:02. I'm not talking about the Tigers season.
Oh, boy.
NBA playoffs. Warriors go up 3-0 in the Western Conference Finals. 109-100 victory over Dallas. Stanley Cup. Tampa Bay over Florida 5-1. They're up 3-0 in that series. Weren't we writing off Tampa Bay a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Remember they were all going to be done in the first round?
Yeah, they look tired.
Yeah, they're old. They're worn down. Good God. How old is Stamkos been playing hockey for 50 years?
Well, he got in the league at 19, I think. So
I don't remember. I remember when the first time that he played against Ted Lindsay. It's what it feels like. Like Stamkos been there forever. Rangers get past Carolina 3-1. Hurricanes 2-1 series lead there. Edmonton beats Calgary 4-1. Oilers up 2-1 in that series. Justin Thomas wins a PGA championship in a playoff.
Yeah, that's wild. Seven back to start the day.
What was the odds? Plus 3,600 at the beginning of the round?
Right. And poor...
That dude at 19.
Poor Pereira.
That double guy, bogey?
Double bogey to lose it.
Yeah.
And lose about $1.4 million.
So the picture of him standing in the water was real. I thought somebody had photoshopped that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He had to try to get it out of there, man.
He'll recover from that.
That's tough.
Yeah. So what did he want? But, you know, and then someone's going to go, well, he's still making a lot of money.
I mean, yeah, he still won about $600,000, but.
Yeah. Before taxes. And again, we don't know what his medical is, what his deductibles are. Could be a lot.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a big one. Ryan Blaney wins an NASCAR All-Star race in Texas. I'm not being an old guy. I'm just saying, keep it in Charlotte. That's where it started. That's where it belongs.
Yeah.
Nothing against Texas. You're a fine racetrack, but keep it in Charlotte. NASCAR. We're trying to reinvent the wheel, or four of them. This is racing. Max Verstappen wins the Spanish Grand Prix, Scott Dixon takes the pole for the Indy 500. 234 miles an hour was his average speed over four laps.
That's insane.
Yes. And Jimmy Johnson was 12th. First time really running in Indy. He's bringing the mail, dude.
He's starting to figure out those cars,
He's got it. He's locking it in. It'll be fun, that race on Sunday. Graham Rahal will join us, and hopefully I'm going to talk to Scott later on today. They got practice today, so I'll hopefully catch him tonight. We'll have him on the show as well.
Nice.
And then Lee Diffie will join us.
Oh, love
that. I was like, bring the action. And finally, the key word is walk. This was on Twitter over the weekend, and it's just the sweetest little thing. It's T-ball. The kid walks up, and they've got walk-up music for these kids.
Which is super cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Genius idea. W-A-L-K. 248-398-9279. Here he comes. And this kid is dancing. He's got a routine. Yeah. Keyword walk. There he goes. The parents are laughing. Everybody's having a good time. The second it goes up on Twitter, people are like, I'd throw him out of the league.
Yeah, the six-year-old.
Some umpire went on there because I was a youth umpire for 12 years. If I saw a kid come up to music like that, I'd kick him and his parents out of the league. And immediately somebody responded on Twitter and went, who hurt you?
Yeah.
What? That's a great idea.
It is to have walk-up music. Yeah, I didn't get it until we were older. And you'd always be like, cool, that'd be so cool
right.
to have it as a kid.
And you got
a song choice, dang.
When you've got a boy now, so
yeah.
That's why I tagged you on Twitter at Big Jim's house. And here's Ryan's kid, and here's Finn in about 5 years.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to keep kids focused at T-ball?
Right.
It's hurting cats. If you can give them something to keep them focused. I had a kid, they handed him the bat because you never give a kid a bat before. You don't do that at T-ball. You hand them the bat at the last possible moment because they're going to hit someone with it by accident. This kid turned left and started walking towards third base. I'm like, where are you going? Oh, I got to come to home.
No, the music ended. He grabbed the bat. He was ready to hit.
And he got a good hit.
Yeah.
Keyword walk. Now, they don't show you like 20 minutes later, he's out in right field eating daisies. Yeah, I'm with you. Keyword walk. But people were upset about it. We posted the video. There were people genuinely angry.
And there's nothing about that gets you fired up.
The sanctity of baseball. I'm like, little kids having fun. My son Ryan, when he was playing T-ball, he's running from third to home. Because we made him, I remember in T-ball, they made you stop. You could do one base and then you had to stop.
Right.
And everybody got a hit, right? and he's running from third to home. And I see him. He reaches up and he sticks his fingers in his ear hole on his helmet. And he does the somersault and he rolls and gets up and goes home. And I'm like, yeah. And Kathy's just looking at me going, what the hell is wrong with your kid? I'm like, that was awesome.
Stayed in the baseline.
I did. It's legal. Why not? Keyword walk. We'll send it to you. How you doing?
I'm good.
This is Ryan Logan.
Yeah.
For those of you who are not familiar with the show, if you haven't listened recently, good to have you back.
I'm happy to be back.
Are you?
I really am. No, I'm excited. I missed everybody. Okay. And you. I missed you. And mind you, too. Sorry.
Not really. You didn't miss anything with him. He's on social media trashing Luther Vandross last night. Yeah. Don't even talk. When you call, don't even say anything. Just, we'll talk to you. I'm not letting you talk to people this morning.
Topical stuff.
Yeah. Mean on social media last night. You probably want that kid to play Luther Vandross when he goes up to the plate because you said he wasn't that good of a singer. I'm going to key your car during this break. No. Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today and use the code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Code CSX for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to have you back, morning. Man. Welcome
glad
back.
To be back, yeah.
We will announce a winner for the baby bet a little bit later on this morning. We'll get all organized there. Reeling for Grand Prix tickets coming up at 6:45. Here's your clue. Eddie's not sure about romance.
Oh, good clue. Huh?
To clap for myself recently. It's very weird.
It's hard.
Yeah, I know. It's very strange. Well, you'll be clapping for it. Never mind. Okay. Trying to keep clean this morning. So how baby Finn now, the sleep pattern. Someone texted in, was it Matt? Said someone we should play an album side so you can get a 20-minute nap this morning. But you're still like last night, how did it work? Did you get up or how did he let you sleep so you come into work this morning?
No, I did get up because I'm like, man, I can tough it out if she is. I don't want her. She's off work and stuff, obviously, but I don't want her to be dead throughout the day. So she stayed up with him. I went to bed probably, I don't know, 8 o'clock. And okay. She stayed up and then I woke up around 1:30 to feed him.
Do you do the I'm up thing? I'm up, I'm up, I'm up, I'm up, I'm up.
Oh, yeah. Because I was not hearing an alarm today. It was like that distant alarm where it's like almost in a dream, you know?
Ryan, you have to go to work.
Like you can hear it, but it's not.
Right. So when you get up with Finn and give him his feeding and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you go right back to sleep?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I did this morning. But most of the time I have, because he's honestly... Knock on wood, but he's been pretty good about sleeping where he'll get like he'll sleep for 4 hours at a time and then wake up and, you know.
You do remember remember talking to us last week after you had the all night thing?
Oh, yeah, that was a rough night.
And then what did you say the day before?
That he was doing good?
Yeah, don't. You got to quit this, dude.
You're right. Oh,
yeah, why are you doing this?
No, that was the only one real tough night, but he's been pretty good and he'll usually go back to bed pretty quick. So
17 days old now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do I still get permission to hang that one picture up? You said I got permission.
Yeah, there's still a spot. I told you that.
Okay. Right. We were going to go by there just and like drop in because I'm sure you'd love that. Have one more person come by to see the kid. And I'm like, my wife's like, no.
Oh, you could have done it.
I kind of let you guys get your groove on. How long did you wait until, I know when you got him home, till the parents came over? Or you went over to your mom's, over to Liz's to go... Show the baby.
Well, no, they came over, but my mom, I think it was like 4 days or 3 days, maybe. We got him home on a Monday. I think she was over on Wednesday.
Was she circling the neighborhood on Tuesday?
Oh, yeah.
She going nuts about it?
She had some choice words for me that she was not waiting until the weekend.
So. You are not keeping my grandbaby away from me till Saturday.
Yeah, well, especially he wasn't, you know, it was basically 2 weeks before they could see him because we were there for so long. So... They didn't see him for 5 days, and then we finally got him home on day five, so.
Well, and you got him home in time for Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, right? That's good. He'll be perfect, yeah. And not brand new, so a couple weeks old.
Does he have a mullet yet? Is it still, is it grown in, or how's the hair going?
It's getting there. He's got a little rat tail at the back end now.
So he's going to have a sleeveless shirt that says Winger on it. Like,
Wait till you see his Memorial Day outfit.
Really?
Yep.
How did you get a Clutch Cargo onesie? That's amazing, man.
It's the title of one of Kid Rock's songs on it.
He's all
in red and white.
He's going to have all. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Finn is 17. No, he's 16 days old. We're doing the math.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was on a Saturday. So, yeah. 2 weeks Saturday, 16 days old.
Yeah.
When do you quit doing days for the kid?
I don't know. Probably after a month, right? Then he becomes a month old?
I don't know. I think we went longer with that.
Yeah.
How old's your kid? You know, because like our one son, Ryan, I mean, he was at one point, I remember saying he was 933 days old. He hated that.
I will not do the, like when he's a year in 2 months, I'll be like, he's a year old. People that are like, he's 14 months. Like, no.
Just what are you talking about? You got to do his 14 months.
I don't get why
months.
He go up. He's 22 months old.
Right.
It's like, what?
Right. Manju's what? 380 months old? How old are you now?
There's first aid back. You're trying to do math.
I know. Well,
Come on.
I'm trying to take it easy. That's why I'm doing math for you. The bar's real low this morning, man. You got 2 hours to get your CSX files joke walked in.
All right.
Then you're good to go.
I know, you could have said he's 37 days old. I would have went, yeah, for sure.
Totally agree.
Feels like it.
Well, it's good to have you back. We have the pictures up, by the way, when Finn was born. If you haven't seen him, keyword baby. I haven't got any more pictures since then. I think all the stuff we sent you, we would have got more pictures, but nope, didn't get any pictures. Not one pictures. And you guys doing a Memorial Day get-together this weekend with the family?
Any pictures.
Didn't get an invite to that one.
Oh,
either.
It's a work weekend.
It's a work weekend?
Yeah, new doc. We're putting in a new dock.
No, they're putting. You don't live there.
We're helping.
You don't live there.
And we got to get our new boat in there.
Okay, their new boat. You have a kid and you don't live there. It's your parents. It's moms.
It's everybody.
Sheena, our buddies from Pizza Popolis, they were on The Talk Friday, the CBS talk show. They have this thing called a food face-off, and they represented Detroit-style pizza against Andy's Pizza and New York-style. Which one was better? Hey, we don't know who won.
No, I can't find it. I see a bunch of articles with it, but.
So, over the weekend, my buddy and I was talking about this, how cool it was. They're, you know, representing Detroit-style pizza, and everyone's, you know, taking a shot at it. Like, Pizza Hut did the Detroit-style pizza, which was actually pretty good.
Right.
If you're getting Detroit-style pizza, where are you going? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Where are you going? Pizza Popolis is pretty strong. I know that's not how they started because they kind of did a Chicago thing at first.
Right.
But they dialed it in.
Oh, yeah.
You live
in Howell.
So is there one around you?
I'm trying to think. I know some places, like there's a Aubrey's Pizza by me that does it. Also, Crispelli's. That place is awesome.
But do they do a Detroit-style pizza?
Wait, no, not Crispelli's. Sorry. Karate's.
Karate's?
I always get them confused, but Karate's, it's right in downtown Howell.
And they do a Detroit-style pizza?
Yeah, they do one that's pretty decent.
Now, the one I'm kicking myself that I've never got to is Louie's in Hazel Park. We talked about it when we were doing the restaurant road
trips. Yeah, we've had people. We're all over that one.
But they don't do lunch. So you and I would go and try to film lunch, and it never happened. Here's Rich. You got to go with the original. Hey, Rich.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, bud?
Yeah, waking up with the birds. Hey, there's no questions. Hands down, Buddy's Pizza, 6 Mile and Conant, the original. Best pizza ever.
Ever. So you will go out of your way to go there?
I'd drive to another state if I had to.
Wow. Wow. Wasn't it like I'd always heard the story? I know Ryan, you and I talked about this before. With Detroit-style pizza, like the three people, it wound up being Buddy's, Cloverleaf,
Louis and Shields.
And Shields, but no, also Louis, the guy from Louis.
Right.
It was with Buddy's originally
Louis,
as well.
Louis, the guy from Shields and the guy from Louis worked at Buddy's and they branched off.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. There you go. Little Detroit history.
It all kind of stems from there.
My dad and my uncle worked there with them.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody in my family's worked at Buddy's at one time in their life or another.
That's so cool, man. Hey, Rich, have a good week, man.
You too, guys.
Later. Yeah, the reason we're talking about this is Pizza Popolis is representing Detroit-style pizza on network TV on Friday, The Talk.
Yeah.
Although we don't know how they did.
No, I can't find any results.
So they had New York-style pizza. They had a place from Washington, D.C. go and cook the pizza.
See?
Stop.
Just throw it out the window at that point. Come on.
That's why we love our Cleveland Coney dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, this one. Mike.
Good morning.
Hey, morning, buddy. Who's got a good Detroit-style pizza?
Well, I think Buddy's is clearly the best, but on Wednesdays, Nicky's in Greektown's half off all day. It's kind of hard to turn down. It's a really good pizza and half off. And you can also get gyro meat on the pizza at Nicky's.
Ooh.
I'm telling you guys, it's kind of a nice little twist.
Yeah. That sounds nothing wrong with that. Are you hungry yet, Ryan?
Of course, yeah.
He's only been back like less than an hour, and I'm already got him talking about food, Mike. Hey, have a good week, bud.
All right, thanks, guys.
Later. 248-398-9279.
Shannon texted in one. I got to check this out. It's close to me. Pizza Box is good. It's in Fowlerville.
Never heard of it. Again, though, we're talking about a Detroit-style pizza, though. Because I got Sir Pizza next to us, but he doesn't do that. That's not his thing. He makes pizza, you know, if that makes any sense. But, yeah, so Pizza Populous was repping the D on Friday with the Detroit-style pizza. Buddies is, you know, come on.
I mean, they're called the original for a reason.
Right. Green Lantern. We mentioned Green Lantern, right? Green Lantern's pretty strong.
But, yeah, between everybody texting in, it's Buddies, Louie's.
So it is. Buddies, that's Louis. The one. Buddies, buddy. Oh, and something about, like, and everyone talks about the 6 mile.
Big Jim's house. Are you reeling in the E?
248-398-9279 is our house phone. We got 3 clips from 1 year. Listen closely.
Afternoon, everybody.
No!
Lay it down, Norm. What do you know?
Not enough.
You start running a respectable business, I won't have to come in here and hassle you every night.
There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.
I think I'm in love. And the lights are gone. I think I'm in love. But I can't get enough.
Here we go. 248-398-9279. What are they playing for, Ryan Logan Jr., Esquire III?
We got the pair of tickets to the 2022 Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. It's running June 3rd through the 5th on Belle Isle. Great racing all weekend long. Check out games, family fun in the Meyer Fan Zone and live music in the new Fountain Fan Area. Get your tickets for the final Grand Prix on Belle Isle before the return to downtown Detroit. That's going to be cool in 2023. Online, DetroitGP.com, or call 866-464-PREE.
I filmed a segment with Jamie Edmonds from Channel 4 that's going to air after the Grand Prix about the history of Belle Isle and the Grand Prix.
Really?
Yeah. You'll see.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
We filmed it on Friday. I don't think they would know that we're not doing it live, walking around the track right after the race. Yeah, I talked about the history of all the racing and stuff like that.
I mean, it is a big deal that it's going to be moving.
I'm sure people were like, cool. A very attractive, young, smart sports lady at Channel 4 was walking around the track with a gorilla. That's what it looked like. I'm like, you're going, yeah, this looks well. Meet Jim, car go fast.
Should have just worn one of those Beachbody t-shirts.
Dennis, good morning. How are you, bud?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Wonderful. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And what year are we looking for?
82.
Yay!
There we go. Yeah, cheers. We had 48 hours in theaters. And then, of course, we had Think I'm in Love by Eddie Money. What are you up to, man?
Filling my gas tank right now. It's crazy. 12 in Woodward. It's 10 cents cheaper than everywhere. And it's a zoo.
Okay.
Wow.
441. So what can you do?
I was going to ask you. So how much?
441.
And that's the deal.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, thoughts and prayers. Man, hold on, Dennis. We'll get you taken care of. Okay, bud?
Sure. Cool. Thanks a lot.
Hold on. Oh. I got a question. By the way, we will do this again tomorrow morning, 6:45. This is the final Grand Prix on Belle Isle before we go downtown.
Right.
How much are they going to charge you at the dock? I'm not a boat guy. I'll ride your boat. If someone's got a boat you want to take down, I'll own one. Don't you normally pay more at the marina for gas than you do?
Oh, yeah.
So how much is marina gas going to be this year?
I honestly don't know because I don't live on a lake with a marina fill up like that.
So if it's four.
But some of these big lakes with them, probably $10 a gallon.
Are you serious?
I bet you at these marinas.
I have no idea. I have no reference point. 248-398-9279.
I don't know, but that would be my guess. $8-$10.
I'm so cheap. We saved up and bought a golf cart. So we were just curious because it's, you know, Memorial Day weekend coming up, people putting their boat in the water. You normally do pay more at a marina, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
so how much is gas at a marina? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Let's grab line one here. Hi, go ahead.
Calling to let you know that marina gas downriver is $6.39 a gallon.
Yo! Okay, so you have a boat?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, how much does it cost you to fill it up?
Well, do the math. It takes 160 gallons.
Now, hold on, let me do this. Okay, so let me get the calculator here. Hold on, 160 gallons times $6 a gallon, just ballpark.
Okay.
So we'll just go round up. It's $1,000 for you to fill up your boat.
If I run it to empty, yeah.
Okay. Have you considered sailing?
No, it's too slow.
So, wow.
Yeah, crazy, isn't it?
Oh, dude. All right, man. Well, hang in there.
Hell yeah.
All right, buddy.
Hey. Just work hard. Go out and have fun. That's what you do.
That's $1,000. That's like four boxes of diapers for Ryan. there it is. Have a good morning.
All right, man. I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, appreciate that, man. Thank you. A great week.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Whoa.
It's a big boat.
Yeah. Someone texted in and said it's $3 more on the lake than it is on land. So that was like $2 more. It sounds like he found the best one.
I mean, I remember when I was growing up, we had a boat on the Lake Huron Bay there in Lake Huron. And you'd see some of those Viking yachts and stuff. And I remember those guys, it would be like $1 million a year to put gas in those boats.
Come on.
Those are those big, you know what I'm talking about, those Viking yachts.
The big giant ones.
But yeah, and those boat magazines I'd look through as a kid, it'd be like, yearly gas, $1.5 million. All right. I'm out. I'm keeping that thing parked and showing people.
Those are the people in life that when you meet them, they don't ask about money because they don't live in that world.
Yeah, that's the thing.
They don't
swipe
get it. Yeah. Wow. Oh, someone texted in. Okay.
Ooh.
Never mind. Oh,
shh.
Now, what do we... Okay, hold on.
You can't do that.
This is a dilemma. Someone just texted us about that station. And I'm not going to mention where it was again. Or do we? What are they saying? Don't read all of it, but just the gist of it.
Okay, so the station that we've been talking about, the gas station, is cheaper than anyone else every day. I can't say where it's at, right?
Well, we should, right? I mean, he did.
Adjacent to the Royal Oak Shrine on the southeast corner of 12 Mile and Woodward.
I'm sorry. We have to share that. Yeah.
I mean, they already said there's a massive line there this morning, so I think people have figured it out.
What was the gas app? Was it Gas Buddy? Is that still a thing?
It shows you the...
Best prices. Yeah, you ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, it's called Gas Buddy.
I mean, that seems like a good strategy. Go like 10 cents lower than the guy next to you. Everybody's coming your way.
Unless you have a Viking yacht on Lake Huron, and then you're just like, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
I'm not saying we had one.
Not you. I know the rich people. This is your new one. Have we ever had a story about someone dating an alien?
Ah, no.
And she's ready for him to propose. You will see the video. Not of her and the alien, because strangely, we don't have any footage or photos of the alien.
Yeah.
But she was on an interview show in England and discussing this. Here's a weird question. Is there a sexy alien in movies? Male or female? It's like a good-looking guy. Who would that be?
Oh, well, I was thinking Mars Attacks. The one alien lady.
There you go.
Right? I think I'm remembering that, right?
I think so. Well, here she is talking about 248-398-9279. Yeah, you're right. You can Google it. Here's Emanuela, by the way, talking about, well, you know, part of the whole alien story. Again, keyword alien.
I have to say, once you go alien, you'll forget Earthmen. Just saying.
Really?
If there's any ladies listening or men, anyone in between who's interested in dating men and you're tired of men, I recommend the aliens.
Why is it better?
How can I put this? The aliens are love and light and pure, like, energy. So we can't even go all the way that he can go because it would kill me.
Okay. There you go. Going all the way with an alien. Keyword alien. That interview just gets weirder and weirder, too, when you're watching it. So are there good looking in movies, at least? Do we represent?
Yeah, that Mars Attacks was the, oh, I was right, the Martian girl in there, blonde hair, big poofy blonde hair. They shoot her face off halfway through it, and you see, like, the actual alien.
All the UFO and alien movies, and Mars Attacks is the one that you, that's where you go. I'll tell you one. Is it Jeff Bridges? There was a movie called Starman. You ever heard of this one?
No.
With Karen Allen. That's really good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he was the alien. Zach, the window washer. Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, man?
Not bad. Welcome back, Ryan.
Thanks, man.
So, good-looking aliens. Is this one woman is gonna is engaged to one?
Yeah, I'm going to say the movie Species.
Species? I don't know that one. Don't know this movie. I think I've heard of it. Who's in it?
I couldn't honestly tell you. The last time I saw it, I was probably 10.
Okay, someone just texted in Natasha Henstridge in Species.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody texted in Jason Momoa. I don't think Jason Momoa was Natasha Hendricks in Species. There it is. So there you go. You're not alone, Zach.
All righty, guys.
All right. Later.
Later.
Alien. No. There's not an attractive alien in Alien. Stop it. I'm trying to think of other... Well, no, because Will Smith and them, J and K, they weren't aliens.
No, and there was... In what is it? The third one? No, the second one.
Yeah.
Who come the alien lady who comes back to take over the world.
Yes. But as far... Yeah, that's a good one. Here's more of the conversation with the lady talking about her. I know, it's such a weird thing. Keyword alien. But it's fun, though.
We've been on dates. He doesn't really understand dates, so it's kind of like a rocky thing. We go out.
Of the atmosphere, that too.
Sometimes I can't travel too far because my human body can't really take far travel, like to his planet and the Andromeda galaxy. But we go to like Cinemark and stuff. But like Cinemark and like, you know, the cinema, and he takes on a different form then, obviously, so that people don't see him.
Yep, absolutely. You and I'm stunned that you laughed first.
I can't take this.
I'm stunned. Hey, John, good morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house.
Good morning, Big Jim.
Hey.
Come on. Star Trek. You know, the original with Kirk.
There were always hot aliens.
Oh,
that's
right.
A good point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those green women? Come on.
There we go. Yeah, Kirk, you're good. It's a Romulan, mister. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
great point.
Those Romulans look pretty good.
There you go. Hey, John, good hearing from you. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too, Jim.
Bye. Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
Hey. There was a good-looking alien in the movie in the mid-'80s. It came out, Starman.
That's what we were talking about. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. Just agreeing with you.
Check that one out, yeah.
Oh,
it was pretty good, yeah.
I'll tell you right now, be careful when you watch it. I'm not joking, hit you right in the feels.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
It's a really good movie.
They might take me away, I know.
Okay.
Bye,
Kim. Bye. Candace, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, for females, you have Kim Basinger in My Stepmom is an Alien.
There we go. And for guys?
For the guys, you have Jeff Goldblum in Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He is an alien that.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, I'll go meet my... Oh, Earth Woman. Ooh. Okay. Thank you, Candace.
You're welcome. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Congratulations, bye. Ryan.
Thank you.
Bye. Keyword alien if you want to see this video. Such a stupid conversation.
I like her when I didn't even notice when she says, you know, he changes into different forms.
Yeah.
She just picks out the guy standing next to her in line or in the seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. No. Oh, your boyfriend's always around, and he just keeps changing forms into different dudes.
Keyword alien. Here's some more of this woman who's allegedly engaged.
I got more.
He is learning the customs here. He did try and propose, but I'm pretty traditional, so I want a ring. And he doesn't really know what that is, how to give me a ring. So I said I wanted, like, a big rock, and he got me some pebbles from the beach. Like, he just doesn't get it.
Oh, my God.
He has no Earth money, so I'm just hoping, you know, maybe over time we can save up the money.
Is this a guy who's just lying to her?
100%.
Is it all this is?
This guy is laughing with his buddies going, dude, she really thinks I'm an alien.
I gave her a pebble, and we're still doing this. We go to movies, and I just tell her I'm changing my form. I'm that guy over there.
Nothing says traditional like dating an alien.
Number two most wanted, not number one. She's number two, and baby mama drama.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a good one.
Nice. Fun.
But now we're talking about the most compelling story of the morning. A woman who's engaged to an alien. Even you, the man who 100% dives into the deep end of this pool, Ryan Logan Jr. Esquire III, you're like, what the hell is wrong with this person?
Yeah, I'm hoping this lady's just doing like a deep troll on everybody.
Keyword just alien.
For A-L-I-N. Her sake.
God, I hope so.
Oh, it's awesome,
though. She brought up a good point. In one of the clips, she actually explained that he doesn't understand the alien, the concept of an engagement ring.
Yeah.
So he went to the beach and got her some rocks when she said, you're supposed to put a rock on my finger.
Yeah, that's what half my friends have told their girlfriends. I just don't understand the concept.
This is a guy who's lying to this woman. You're right. He goes back to the pub in England. He's like, you would not believe what she just bought.
Guess what happened this week?
Right, yeah. This is amazing.
Every Sunday we meet to hear the tales.
So, here's our question. Are there sexy aliens, either in movies or TV shows? Someone tweeted this, or texted us, 248-398-9279. Superman counts. Not from here.
Right.
Right?
No, that's true.
It's an alien. 248-398-9279. Hi, Rich.
How you guys doing again?
Good. Man, go ahead. So, what's the one for you?
Oh, come on. Guardian of the Galaxy, that blue chick. I give her a green card.
Okay. That's a lot. Yeah, wow. Okay, Gamora. I didn't know where you're going with that one, Rich. Thank you, buddy. Okay, thank you, buddy. Gamora, right? Yeah.
Wait, which ones? Because there's the blue one and the green one are sisters.
Yeah, you're right. Either, they're both attractive. Keanu Reeves is in The Day the Earth Stood Still. Did you know that? They did a remake of it.
No.
Yeah. Kirsten Johnson, Third Rock from the Sun. That's a good call. There was a TV show called V. I think they remade it. You ever heard of this one?
No.
It was like an aliens invasion kind of thing. I think it was on like NBC or something. Somebody says Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's an Amazon, not an alien. It doesn't count. Raquel Welch's daughter in Cocoon. Oh, that's right. At the end of the movie Cocoon. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Yeah. You ever seen Cocoon?
No.
That's a great movie.
I haven't.
That's what Wilford Brimley was like in his 40s, and he looked like he was in his 80s. All right.
Yep.
Neil, you're going to make this creepy. Okay, in honor of the woman who's engaged to an alien, sexy aliens in movies, there would be?
Oh, that's Avatar.
At the end of the movie.
The tall, the eight, the blue Na'vi, them?
Yeah. That's just recently. That's just a few years back.
Okay. So she's pretty attractive alien. So
you hot, buddy.
Okay. Wow. Thanks, Neil. Hey, appreciate you listening. Have a good morning.
All right, you guys rock. You guys kick butt. Thanks, Joe.
Oh, thanks, man. Hey, Glenn, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, no problem. Total Recall, the girl with three boobs.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. She had a name. Anyway, thanks. I don't know what it is. I have to Google it. IMDb. Thanks, Glenn. Phone was dropping up. Forgot about that. All right. Mork from Ork.
Oh, yeah. Joel had that one.
Robin Williams.
That's a great one.
Deanna Troi from Star Trek The Next Generation. That's right. She was an alien. All right. That 2481 is wrong. I'll just get this out of the way. You see this one?
Someone is going to say Jar Jar Binks from Star Wars.
Misa think we're going to have a sex.
No.
Ooh. Misa think Ryan hot boobs.
Oh my God.
Misa going to kiss you all over, Mrs. No. Jar Jar Binks.
No. That kills it.
Misa drunk.
The key word, of course, is
alien.
And we've been talking about good-looking aliens. If you were going to date an alien from a movie or TV show, who would it be? Some very attractive. Superman technically is an alien.
Right.
Right?
From this planet.
Yeah. Who else? You mentioned the woman in the bad guy or bad girl in MIB2.
Yes. Who comes back. I can't remember her name. Comes back to take over the world.
Yeah. Here's a little bit again. But here's our question. Let's change this up a little bit. Who'll be the worst alien you bring home? Say it's Memorial Day weekend here in the Motor City and you're bringing an alien home. That's your date, male or female. You're bringing someone home to meet the family at the barbecue this weekend, and it's an alien from a movie or a TV show. Who is it? 248-398-9279. Hold on. Here's a little bit of this woman, by the way, talking again about, well, hooking up.
I have to say, once you go alien, you'll forget Earthmen. Just saying.
Really?
If there's any ladies listening or men, anyone in between who's interested in dating men, and you're tired of men, I recommend the aliens.
Why is it better?
How can I put this? The aliens are love and light and pure, like, energy. So we can't even go all the way that he can go because it would kill me.
Okay. That's what he's... Every guy tells a woman that. I can't do all my moves.
All this just sounds like a guy who... She has a lot of money, so he's sticking around and just dealing with this.
This is the longest... What? I mean, wow. You talk about getting trolled. What am I thinking about? He's
catfishing?
She's getting catfished by a guy.
By a guy in Cincinnati saying he's an alien.
Every time he shows up, he's wearing a Manti Te'o jersey.
We can't do it. I'll kill you.
Right, yeah. I would. But alien sex, it'll kill you. Just like warning you.
High school.
Keyboard alien.
Oh, dude, I can't do that. I'd kill her.
Yeah, I'll tell you one somebody texted in. The one you wouldn't want to bring home this weekend, Alf.
Oh, geez.
Hey, Dan, I'm dating Alf. Hey, Willie, I'm having sex with your daughter. Huh.
Just one-liners all day.
You guys going to eat that cat? Huh. Hey, Karen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're wonderful. So, did you go ahead?
Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator.
As hot or both? Or weird to bring home?
A little bit of both.
Yeah, really? That'd be an interesting barbecue this weekend, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah,
it was. Oh, yeah. Wasn't he naked in the first one? Didn't he, like, you get to see Schwarzenegger butt?
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that.
Okay. Kind of sad that I brought that up so quickly, huh? Okay.
That's what you remember.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's all right.
Hasta la vista, Karen.
That's right. Have a good day.
All right. If you turn around, you'll see my back.
I mean, no, he'd never come to your parties, though. Every time he'd get there, he'd just go, I'll be back.
I'll be back. Where are you going? You got to meet my parents.
I just told you I'll be back. I forgot to
say that. He's great for sending to the store.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Okay, now looping back to the hottest alien one. Someone said weird science.
Is that an alien? Counts. No, that's a science project. That's not an alien, right? She didn't come from a different planet.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll still allow it, though, because I love her.
Here's one, the worst one to bring, Jabba the Hutt.
Both of them.
You're having a barbecue at Belle Isle. Here comes Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, geez.
Groot? No, Groot would be great. Right?
Yeah, I mean, he's not really going to do much. He just says one thing.
Right. I like your boyfriend, but he doesn't really talk a lot. Groot. Here's one. James.
Hey, James has got my favorite Martian. It's like dating your grandpa, the old guy that was with Bill Bixby.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, we're going to go to a picnic this weekend. We're going to eat some hamburgers and some hot dogs.
Yeah.
That guy. Oh, God, that is creepy. All right, good call. Thank you, James.
Yep, have a good day.
You too, man. Bye. 248-398-9279. All right, are you going to be thinking about this all day now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a ton of them.
Okay. Wait a minute. Now, here's an argument. David.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I see where you're going with this. Go ahead.
Okay, Princess Leia, right? She's not from Earth, but gold bikini. Oh,
yeah. In return, technically, all the Star Wars characters are not from Earth, so she's an alien.
Yeah.
And in the first movie, she's wearing cinnamon buns over her ears. So she's hot and tasty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right? There you go.
All right. Thanks, David.
Thanks. Bye. Have a good day.
You too, man. Keyword alien. Can I ask a question? I don't know why, and my wife hates it when I do this, so I can't talk about it at home. Harry Potter and Star Wars are the same movie. Now, think about it. Instead of a lightsaber, they use...
wand.
Okay. The Harry Potter is the almighty, the powerful one, right, that they've hid.
Right.
They hit him with his uncle. Luke Skywalker, they hit him with his uncle. He winds up being trained by somebody who takes him in. Obi-Wan Kenobi, the guy, what's his name? Dumbledore.
Hagrid. Oh, Dumbledore.
Dumbledore,
yeah.
Kind of takes him under his wing. There's the bad guys. There's Darth Vader. The same symbolism.
You're right.
He befriends somebody, and then he becomes close to someone. He's got kind of the knucklehead friend, kind of doing that one. There's a lot of similarities between the two. Am I wrong?
No.
I don't think I'm wrong. Okay.
But Harry Potter fans, direct those emails at Big Jim.
Big Jim at WC. Doug Benziger finally got to work. He's listening. That's why I'm joking. Doug Benziger works his ass off behind the scenes as our project manager. 1974. He just flipped off the radio. Stop it. 1974 Ford Bronco. $10 each for tickets. And the Freedom Wrap. Were you looking at some of the photos?
It's incredible to see the generations of photos.
Yes. So here's what we're doing. The week of Woodward, we're going to take the Bronco, which will be paint. We found the red, by the way. It's called Racing Red. Doug, is that right? Racing Red. It was on Mustangs. And I think it's one of the new colors actually on the Bronco now. That'll be the shade of red.
Oh, I saw a red Bronco the other day.
That's it.
Oh.
So Racing Red, that'll be the shade for the Bronco.
Nice.
But the Freedom Wrap, the week of Woodward, our goal is to have it done the Friday before the Woodward cruise. So that whole week, it's going to be wrapped in nothing but pictures of veterans. Graphic Concepts, our friend Gordon and them, they're doing this. They donated their time. Everyone donates their time for this. So text us, 248-398-9279, keyword freedom.
Freedom.
Freedom. I gave you a list of all the keywords, and I put that one
sorry,
on there. I'm
did
sorry.
My homework
no.
yesterday and missed that.
That's my
freedom.
Bad. Freedom.
Got it.
So, keyword freedom, and upload your picture. Now, we've had people texting in pictures. That's cool, but you got to do it through there so we can process them, so we can get them over to the printer, so we can wrap the thing. So, please, 248-398-9279. It's crazy, isn't it?
It really is, man. It's just see the different uniforms, the different places people are at in these photos. It's really incredible.
It doesn't have to be you either. It could be someone you know. It could be a family member, a friend, someone you want to celebrate. Keyword freedom, again. And by the way, when you go there, there is the link to buy your tickets, $10 each. You can buy them via text. You can order them one of our events. And all the money goes directly to vets returning home here in Roosevelt. But keyword freedom. And then Kroger is doing something a little interesting as well. I know there's a lot going on here, but there's a lot going on with the car right now.
Right.
$5 for each picture of a veteran we put on the Bronco with the Freedom Wrap. That also goes directly to Sandy and everybody at Vets Returning Home.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
Always stepping up for
our
us.
Friend Rachel. So all this going on, keyword freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Any notes on any of those that jump out at you? Kind of throwing a curveball at you here.
No, let me click on one here.
There's some good ones. And we're in the hundreds now. Yeah, 248-398-9279.
Come on.
This is our house phone. It's a lot. it takes a while to populate the thing because we're in the hundreds now. And that's fine. My goal is, can I say, 2,000. If we get 2,000 veterans, that's 10 grand from Kroger.
Man.
That's my goal.
And we'll let that look cool on the wrap.
Right.
Wow.
All the way. We're going to wrap the whole Bronco from the left front quarter all the way around. Nothing but veterans pictures. And the goal is to raise more awareness, raise more money. People see it. More tickets sold. Some good ones on there, huh?
There really is. And like I said, when you see the pictures from long ago to guys who are still in, and you know, past and present, it's incredible.
Well, check it out. Keyword freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Just text us. We'll send you the link right to your phone. Did you find one or is it still populating?
Sorry, I'm trying to...
Don't worry about it. Oh, my buddy Bill said, I'll pay for a picture of Chris Kyle to be put in that Bronco. Hell yeah. You don't need to pay. We'll do that. That's what our friends at Kroger are doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, and here's one. I love this. It's that old school, like, Army black and white photo. But Michael Herden, he was sent in sergeant in the U.S. Army. Served, he was in Vietnam as a helicopter pilot.
Badass.
That's a dangerous job at that time.
We had a couple World War II ones up there as well. I know. I'm pretty sure we've covered World War II, Korea, Vietnam, both Gulf Wars, Afghanistan, right?
Yeah.
They're all
They're all covered.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool?
Very cool.
Hold on. I got a Sammy song here. You want me to change it? We got to, since we're talking about this. Typing something in right now. 248-398-9279. Keyword freedom. Since we're talking about all the heroes on here, too.
Strange things are afoot in the Circle K.
Big Jim's house goes deep into the world of weird. It's time to open the CSX Files.
As always, if you miss any of the CSX Files, just text us the keyword is...
File.
That's Ryan Logan. He remembered that one. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. I'm giggling at my joke I got.
Oh, he's so proud of you. You've had 2 weeks and a kid.
Yeah.
You're bringing it this morning,
right?
I got
it. I hope. We'll see. I could butcher it.
How could you be that lack of confidence in 10 seconds? You got this. I'll start off, though, okay?
All right.
Wichita, Kansas police are looking for I guess you could call her a poopa trader. Surveillance footage at the Mid-K Beauty Supply shows a woman defecating in the middle of an aisle and then casually sneaking out of the store. Police say they identified the woman but haven't released her name. Well, I know her name. She's a magician in the area called Poudini.
Pretty good. Yeah.
They're referring to her, and the police Facebook post was pretty good. They're referring to her as public enemy number two.
Makes sense.
Yeah. They say her disgusting drop off at the store was significant enough that 8 wigs were destroyed as a result. What happened? How many Mexican pizzas did she get from Taco Bell? Topical humor for 100 hours. Oh, man,
come on.
Yeah. By the way, police department have already confirmed it was not Amber Heard. Oh, 3-in-1 story.
Look at that. Woo.
Raising the bar this morning, baby. Right. Second story. What you got, Ryan?
All right. Low-speed chase in Ohio after a cop tried pulling over an Amish man and his horse and buggy.
Yes.
Who was hammered, passed out at the reins, I guess you call it.
That would be the reins, yeah.
Yeah. They couldn't get him to stop at first. I love the quote from the cop, though. He goes, "Hey, guys, we got a Bud Light can sitting in there, and he's passed clean out. We got a drunk Amish guy passed out in a buggy." That came over the radio.
Okay. Excuse me, what?
But he did tell the cop that after he finally woke him up, yep, that the horse knew where to go. The horse knew to get him back to his place. But he ended up smashing a couple of cars and stuff.
So the horse was hammered, too?
I think the horse was hammered, too. But you ready for it? Hold on. I can't set it up like that.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I do feel bad for this guy. He just wanted to blow off some steam, and now that I got the new kid and stuff, I miss those days. Oh, God. Never mind.
No, hold on.
I miss those days.
There it is.
It was good if I could talk.
I know.
We got to do them earlier.
Like what, at 4?
Oh, man.
Next time you get up to feed Finn, just record the joke.
Play it back.
We'll play it back tomorrow. Put it right there. Wow. Monroe County, Georgia's sheriff recently stopped a 21-year-old man for going 111 miles an hour on I-75. The man told cops he was speeding because he was being chased by his baby mama.
Oh, no.
The man didn't say why the woman was pursuing him. Cops hauled the man to jail. We do not know if there really was a baby mama chasing him. If you don't take out the diaper bag daily, you're going to be chased by baby mama.
Yeah.
You got to get that thing out of there.
I was going to say, nobody in all the things that we talked about before this, nobody told me not to call my actual wife my baby mama to people. I guess they don't like that.
Heidi didn't like that?
No, I'm not your baby mama. I'm your wife.
Okay. Well, then you better stop making babies, mama.
This guy, though, depending on the cop, you'd get a different reaction. Oh, been there, buddy.
Right.
Go.
If you were the cop, because you've got a cop mustache right now, you would have let him go.
Get out of here, dude.
Saw the thing over the weekend here. I think it was on the Southfield. Did you see the thing with the boxes on the road?
No.
That was weird.
No.
They had a giant bunch of boxes fall off the back of a truck on the South Field. And this guy swerved to get out of the way. And then another big box fell off. And the guy swerved to get out of the way again.
What?
One of the state troopers went up there and stopped the truck. And he actually wrote a ticket when he saw what was in the boxes to the guy who was swerving.
Why?
You believe that?
No, why?
Well, because the boxes had those, what do they call them, upholstery tacks?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? Those little tax things?
Yeah.
And the guy swerving, you know why he wrote them up?
Why?
That's tax evasion. Bringing it, baby. You don't judge me this morning, Manju. Don't throw me shade in the other room there. Are you still happy? And you have to duck so you don't get hit with it. Out of all the TikTok challenges we've talked about, I kind of like this one because you're not going to get hurt that much.
Well, yeah, and you're not doing anything super dumb that we just shake our head at.
Here's a little, the one that we put up, and the, I put a montage, but we also put up the one of Grandpa.
Uh-huh.
God bless him, he's trying.
I'm scared.
Oh, what the hell?
That's him getting hit in the face.
You have to duck down.
What?
You have to duck down.
You have to duck down.
Mickey doesn't even have her.
I'm getting hit again.
Oh, there's more than one. How many bottles?
Oh. Hit again.
Oh. Oh.
Mickey
doesn't have her blindfold on.
Yes, she does.
Just stop. Stop this poor guy.
I know. That's one we could try. I'd try that one at home. Yeah, I'd give that a try with my son Adam.
I'll do it.
You want to try it at home?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're hiding to film it. How are you going to do that?
I don't know. I got to get up to
We'll figure that out. Fan. Yeah, okay.
Do we have any ceiling fans here?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I was just thinking about that. I saw some people doing it where they just hooked it to the ceiling. Not
yeah,
the
I've seen that, and they not throw
the
it.
Not the same.
Because then you can get the gauge of it.
Yeah. Keyword water, though. W-A-T-E-R. If you want to check this thing out. I was thinking about this, too, when you're watching the ceiling fan. This story just came roaring back. When we first moved here, we lived in West Bloomfield. We rented a house way back when. And our oldest son was just like 5. And all of a sudden, one night, we're sitting there, and he's in his room playing, and we hear this hit the wall kind of thing. And you're like, what the hell was that? So Ryan was standing on his bed, and he's looking at the ceiling fan, and he's thinking to himself, I can ride that.
Oh, no.
So he jumped up, grabbed one of the blades of the fan while it was rotating around. From what we can guess, he probably made 2 revolutions, and then the blade snapped, and he flew into the wall.
That honestly, that's impressive, though.
Right?
And he didn't get his fingers lopped off.
Everybody had a game. You had a game with your brother. 248-398-9279. I'm telling you, everybody had a game with a ceiling fan. If you're a kid growing up and you had a ceiling fan in your room, you just didn't have a ceiling fan. You did things with it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we'd roll up the socks so they're just in balls. And then you'd throw them up there and try to hit the other person, and you had to dodge them for points and stuff.
Absolutely. We did that with Nerf balls.
Oh, that's a good one,
because I had
one,
a Nerf rope in my room. So if I had a ceiling fan, or my friend Rusty had one,
boom,
and we would just whip it up there and let it fly around the room, and you had to dodge it. Socks is better, though. That would... Nobody got rocked by any of those things?
Oh, yeah, you'd get hit. Turn it on high.
Did you get, like... You got your bell
you
rung by
to,
these things?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Keyword is water, W-A-T-E-R. Okay, is there anyone listening right now? Hold on, it's been a while since we did this.
Oh, I got a dollar today,
You actually
too.
Have
Look
money.
That.
How
yeah.
did that happen?
I don't know.
You have a kid and now you got money? That makes no sense. I bet you a buck. Is there anyone listening right now who rode the ceiling fan as a kid, who reached up and grabbed it? You get a pick, yes or no?
I'm going yes, like I always do.
Is there someone listening?
People.
And you can't say it's someone else either. It's got to be... You.
Okay.
Okay? You're the person who rode the ceiling fan. You jumped up and grabbed it.
Is Ryan listening? Ryan, call. Help me out.
You'll see it on there. It doesn't work very well for the old guy, the older gentleman on
Poor
there.
Poor guy.
I'm scared.
You have to duck down.
What?
You have to duck down.
248-398-9279. You have to duck down, Ryan. Nobody's called.
Nobody.
248-398-9279.
It's my last dollar to my name.
I'm taking a dollar from a guy with a 17-year-old. Or 17, excuse me, 16-day-old.
Yeah, please, no, not yet.
Yeah, you haven't told Heidi about the other one?
What's that?
Is it Curly?
Hey, what's up, Big Jim? How you doing?
Wonderful, man. Go ahead.
Hey, just want to tell Ryan congrats on the new kid, man. I just married off my youngest daughter yesterday. But as far as the ceiling fan jokes go, yeah, but I was dating my wife. We went to my uncle's house after about 8 or 9 Bud Lights and a couple shots. He turned this Hampton fan on high with a 60-inch blade on it and said, I bet you can't stop it. I busted 2 fan blades right off it.
You just stuck your hand up there, or what did you do?
I just stuck her right there. He goes, oh, I dare you. You can't stop that. I wasn't going to stop it, but I busted it all up.
Oh, my God, Curly.
Come to find out, he bought it just for that reason, to challenge everybody who comes over.
Everybody didn't have any swords on there.
Really?
Those sharp edges will get
instead of Curly, you'd be stubby.
You guys, great show, man. Keep it up.
You got it, buddy. Have a good
morning.
Thank
you.
Bye. 248-398-9279. Technically, that doesn't count.
Right. That's not right.
I'm talking about my kid did this when he was 5. Ryan jumped up and tried to ride the fan blades. Made it, we think, 2 revolutions and hit the wall.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. Jim, good morning.
Jim, good morning.
Echo. Jim? Okay. We lost one there. You can pretty much tell when the phone call's not going to go through. When it first starts off like that. Give me my dollar.
Come on.
Give me my dollar.
There it is.
I'm telling you, man.
Hope my kid can eat later.
Ryan Logan's back on the left. Hey, bud.
Hello.
You just brought up a good point. We were sitting here in the studio talking about this water bottle challenge. If you haven't seen it, the keyword's
water.
And someone was asking, well, wait a minute, what's your text number? It's the same number you use to call the show, the house phone. 248-398-9279. Text us keyword water. Just put water in there, and then we'll send it back to you, the link. So you take a water bottle. You fill it up halfway with water. You tape it up with a string, and then you hook it onto the ceiling fan, and then 2 people are blindfolded, and it spins around. And you got to duck.
Yeah.
Lean back. You can't move other than your feet got to stay still. We put up a one with a grandfather and his grandkids having fun, but the dude's getting rocked repeatedly by this thing.
Can't figure it out.
And then we have a montage below that of nothing but people just getting clobbered with this. But what happens? Inevitably, something that was kind of fun, maybe a little, this is one of the cuter TikTok challenges. Someone's going to do what next?
Oh, you're going to freeze the water bottles.
Oh, my God. You're right.
It'll start with that, and then it'll escalate into, like, 2 liters.
Right.
And then somebody will put, like, knives up there.
Oh, good Lord. We're not doing Jackass 5 or something.
I'm telling you, somebody's going to, God, TikTok gets crazy.
Ceiling fan games then. my son jumped up. He really did when he was 5 and jumped up and grabbed the ceiling fan and tried to ride it.
I love that.
We were in the other room, but we heard him when he hit the wall. He broke the fan clean off, too. The blade just came snap. Keyword water for the video. But other ceiling fan games. Michael, ceiling fan game. Try to get a dart to stick in the blade. What could go wrong with that? Let's throw a dart up and see if we can get it to stick in the blade as the fan's going around. Stop it. I don't know. I never had the guts. I never had the guts when I was a kid to jump up and try that. I wanted to.
Yeah, never try. I know I've, like, put my hand up and, like, let it clip my finger real quick.
Right. Well, you remember, like, you'd see these swashbuckling movies, and you're like, they would jump up and grab the candelabra thing that was hanging up there.
Right.
They'd swing around and jump off. You're like, well, I could do that. Just never had the guts to. My son Ryan did. He doesn't remember that. So either he's either too young or he had such a concussion that...
Yeah, that wall helped him not remember that one.
It did make a really dull thud. Keyword water if you want to see the video. Is this Jim? Jim, go ahead, bud.
Yeah, back in the day, me and some of my buddies, we young teenagers, got a hold of a little bottle of Mad Dog and smoking a little bit of weed. One of our buddies had a loose tooth. So we decided we'd tie some fishing line to it, leave a lot of slack in it, tie it to the ceiling fan, turn that fan on high. It snatched that tooth plus an extra one out of there.
All right. So this water bottle challenge is nothing for you. You're like, that's nothing, man.
Yeah, you know, it worked. You know, we had fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, you and your buddies would have froze the water bottle first and then do it.
Hey, that's an idea.
Hey, Jim, appreciate you calling, man. It's a great story. Have a good week.
No problem.
Nice. 248-398-9279. Fun with fans this morning. What was the one from Shannon?
Oh, Shannon said her and her brother would throw water balloons up in the fan. It was fun.
Not if your mom or dad. What is your room like? I assume this has got to be on the patio.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, you're not doing that in the room.
No. Okay. You are aware that you can't do any of this at home right now with a baby. Heidi would kill you.
Oh, she came walking down after I let her go, or you know, she goes up and naps, and I'm doing that.
Although, just saying, if the baby's fussy, how much does he weigh right now?
Like 7-something.
You got them all bundled up in those little taco things, those little burrito wraps.
Yeah.
You could let him go around on the fan a couple times.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
It'll probably put him to sleep. It's like the swings at... Oh, my gosh. It's a homemade swing at Cedar Point.
I was joking, and I'm going to do a favor and stop here, because you still have to go home after the show today. You know this, right?
I already connected a rope to his cradle so I can rock him while sitting on the couch.
Come on. Finn, your real dad is MacGyver, apparently. What do you mean? So you're sitting on the couch and you're doing that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, instead of having to get up all the time?
All the time. He's 16 days old.
Yeah, I know.
There's not that much time.
No, I got to do it like twice and he's back to sleep, so.
Okay. Does Heidi know all this stuff? She does now?
Of course she does.
398-9279 is our house phone. So, you guys, if you guys don't know, Ryan and Heidi, they're their baby boy. Finian. Good-looking kid. We'll tell you how much you weighed and then who wins the baby bed next. But it was a long delivery because 2 weeks ago, that Thursday, when you left here, you guys just had your routine checkup with the doctor.
Yeah. We just had her 37th week checkup. And what happened real quick was her blood pressure was really high at the appointment.
Okay.
And throughout her whole pregnancy, it's never even been near high. It's been perfect right along the line. And so that spike made them send us to the hospital to get testing done. They wanted to do some tests for Heidi. And then next thing we know, they go, yeah, we're keeping you here. You're going to get induced tonight.
Yeah, because you texted us and said, hey, I'm not going to be in tomorrow. Yeah. And then Finian was born Saturday morning?
Yeah, Saturday morning, 11:22.
Okay.
I got to get that right. Time. Jeez.
Okay. So 16 days old now. Yeah, 16 days old today. But during the delivery, which is a long process, and Heidi is amazing. Any woman, when you're around your wife or your girlfriend or whoever, and you see them give birth to a child, a damn.
It's stunning. It's impressive to watch, and we'll never doubt anything she wants to do again.
And you'll never make the kidney joke, joke again?
Yeah, I won't do the kidney stones joke.
But what does she say to you in the midst of labor? Did she say the line?
Oh, yeah. You did this to me.
There it is.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure you were there, and that makes things better.
You didn't say that, did you?
Oh, yeah. I was cracking jokes all the time. I was making fun of her face. Oh, my God.
Ryan, you can't say that.
No.
You said that while she's in labor, and she says, you did this to me.
Yeah, your response was, a lot of the nurses and stuff.
I'm pretty sure you were there, too.
Yeah.
Ryan.
It's fun. You got to lighten the mood.
She's passing a bowling ball, and you're going to lighten the mood?
The other thing is that some of the nurses were like, we got to check the books. This might be the fastest first baby delivery we've ever had. 16 minutes. Did I tell you that? She had that baby in 16 minutes.
From the time she actually...
Started pushing, 16 minutes.
That's because she was going
like,
to get up.
We got to check these.
No, she was going to get off the table and kick your ass for that comment about.
I'm like, come on, I had the overhide. What are you doing to me?
Did you bring the catcher's mitt or not?
No, I didn't.
Come on.
Forgot that. It was a wild Thursday, man, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was.
Hi, good morning, Big Jim's house. Is this Katty?
Katie.
Katie. Hi, Katie. Katie.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah.
So during my third delivery, they had induced my delivery, and it was going on for quite a while. I had the epidural. I was trying to rest. My husband had wrapped up in a blanket and was watching a basketball game. And all of a sudden, I looked up and I said, stop shaking the bed. He says, I'm not shaking the bed. So I'm like, whatever, and I go back to resting. And then I sit up again. I said, look, stop shaking the bed. This isn't funny. He's like, Katie, I'm not shaking the bed. So the third time, I sat up and I said, you know what? I think it's really rude that I'm giving birth to your child and you're shaking the bed. And he turned white as a ghost. I was having seizures. They rushed me into emergency C-section.
He wasn't thinking
that I was having seizures. I didn't know I was having seizures.
Wow.
But yeah, so the third time I said it to him, when I was yelling at him in mid-scream, I started having another seizure, and he went running out of the room, and, yeah, then the lights got flipped on, and stuff got real.
Yeah, it got real. Wow.
Well, not to that extent, Katie, but like with our first son, we went to the hospital and they were inducing labor that day, which if you don't know, they just use a bullhorn and go, come out with your head up. They just scream that.
Right.
So we went in the morning, they'll induce labor, we'll have the kid, it'll be fine. 5 o'clock that afternoon, still nothing. The umbilical cord had wrapped around his neck. They came in and said, hey, we're doing a C-section. Same thing like with you, Katie. And we're like, okay, when? Like now. Lights came on in the room, we were gone.
Yep.
Ryan was born at 5:32. That's wow.
I've had six kids all together, so every single one was different. Wow. Nothing's ever the same.
So where is that statue of you after six kids?
Right?
Wow.
My kids always say I have a favorite. No. But yeah, every pregnancy, every delivery, everything's different.
That's an amazing story, and we're glad you're okay as well. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye. Whoa.
When we get a little bit of time, I'll have to have Heidi call up when she gets some time.
Right.
And tell you about the Friday night going into Saturday morning. The nurses were trying to wake me up. It was to the point where I stayed up with her for, I think, 3 days.
Right.
And I was falling asleep standing up. One of the nurse had to climb over me at one point because I had the couch out to get over to do one of Heidi's IVs, and Heidi, she's like, you're not going to wake him up. I'm sorry. He'll wake up when he wakes up.
So you passed out in the hospital room?
Yes.
But you were exhausted from 3 days.
Right, but it was like they were trying to wake me up. Finally, at least I woke up for the delivery, so we're all good.
I want a grand. We're like, no, we're waiting until he gets back.
I know. I was seeing the messages. I'm like, sorry, boys.
Yeah. If you guys don't know, we had our baby bet going. It was $1,000 for someone. Whoever, Bob Barker rules apply, closest without going over. So, the birth weight of Finney and Melvin Logan, I got it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Was?
6 pounds, 11 ounces at birth.
There we go. For a kid 3 weeks early, it's a big kid.
Yeah.
So, who's our winner with a chicken dinner?
Our winner is Tom Sasser. He came in at 6 pounds, 9.47 ounces. Yes. I am not
Shut
lying.
Up. Yes. Are you serious?
I am not kidding you.
Tom Sasser, 6 pounds, 9.47 ounces. Even use the frequency. Look at you, Tom. Tom, you just won a grand.
Closest to it without going over, yep.
Wow. Tom Sasser.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, this is what made it so interesting because we weren't even planning for him to come that early. So
right.
3 weeks, the wait.
6 pounds, 11 ounces.
Good job, Tom.
Okay. $1,000, dude. Good to have you back. Finn's doing great. Keyword baby, by the way. If you didn't see the original pictures, Finn's 16 days old now. Baby, B-A-B-Y, 248-398-9279. We were talking about what goes in the baby book. And I don't know what you call it. I didn't Google it. That little thing that when the belly button, it falls off.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kept calling it the umbilical cord.
Stem? It's like the stem off an apple when you just snap.
Don't say it that way.
Wait a minute. But you guys kept it?
Yeah, I taped it in the baby book. It has a place for it.
Ew. What do you mean? It has like a
actually,
slot.
No, no, not a slot. I scratched off. It had something like hand. This one's super. The one we have is like gas price at the time he was born. I'm like, let's leave this page blank.
Yeah, I don't think you want to put that in there.
No, but there's a little spot and I put it there and taped over it. Just put some masking tape over it.
There is nobody listening right now who's done this besides you.
Oh, and yeah, maybe your right. mom.
Not a chance.
Yeah, because I still have mine's in my baby book.
You kept the umbilical cord thing, stem?
I did keep the clip from the umbilical cord, but I forgot it at the hospital.
Oh, the little plastic thing?
Yeah.
It's just a chip clip. You can get those anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that big.
Would have been nice.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Clothespin?
A clothespin. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. You are always welcome to call.
People put stuff in there.
That's weird.
You think that's weird?
Yes, I do think that's weird. I don't think we kept any of the umbilical thing that came off their belly button when it fell. Well, who kept the... You were telling me about a dime.
Yeah, so I swallowed a dime when I was a couple months old. I'd have to ask my mom the exact age. But my sister went through every one of my diapers after that till she found it. She found it, and they washed it off, and that's still taped in my baby book.
Okay. It's weird that you guys kept it. It's stranger that your sister was really into finding this dime.
Yeah, Kelly.
What are you doing, Kelly? How old was Kelly at the time?
I don't know. Middle school age, I would assume.
So she's old enough to know better, but
yeah, she's
digging through the duty to find a dime for your brother.
She's older than me?
Okay.
Yeah, she's probably 10. 10 years old.
Kelly, you're better than this. That's a new one. Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Wonderful.
And congratulations to you and Heidi.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Hey, we went through all these classes and stuff at the beginning, and unfortunately, she was having her contractions in the bathroom. So when she came out for the last one, her favorite thing when we were cuddling and that would be me just stroking her forehead and running my fingers through her hair. I knew I was in trouble when I was doing that, and she gave me the exorcist. Stop that.
Right. That is the look.
And then her water had broke, and I thought something was going on. She felt something. So I went out to the nurse's desk, and they're just casually looking at the monitors and stuff. And I told them what was going on, and they said, what baby is this? I said, number two. They said, well, that's about normal, but we'll come and check it. They checked it. And then, like you said, the lights came on, my hat went backwards, they threw a gown on me, and the doc came in with a catcher's mitt, and there he was.
Go time, man. Joe, great That's story. It. Hey, nice to have you calling, too. Have a great week.
All right, you guys, too. Happy day.
Yeah. So you're not alone. Hi, David.
Hey, good morning.
So you've kept both the umbilical cords there from your kids?
Yeah, I was a single parent. I ended up raising my two sons by myself. Ever since my youngest son was 4 months old, but I kept both of their all their baby pictures and both of their umbilical cords, and I sealed them up in plastic and I put them in the photo album.
Okay, well, thank you, bud. David, have a good morning. Appreciate you calling. So you're not alone. I think that's weird. Mm-hmm. I just do. I don't know.
Maybe. No, that's fine.
Yeah,
I don't know. It was one of those things where I just thought everybody did it because we did it, you know.
Let me see. Ferndale Dave said he's got both of his sons. He's got those as well. Mike, did you see the text from Mike in Lakeville?
Mike, I swallowed a quarter playing quarter balance, and then a couple of days later, I saw it at the bottom of the toilet. I still have it.
Oh, man. Mm. So what was it, a dime?
Yeah.
There was a doctor. This was on, I think it was a TikTok video. He was talking about, well, here.
A few months ago, I was doing a colonoscopy because he had a history of colon cancer and he needed a routine follow-up procedure to make sure the cancer hadn't come back. Coffee. So we start the colonoscopy. We find the site where he previously had surgery to remove the cancer and had his colon reattached. It looks fine. I get to the cecum and I'm looking around. I notice something silver. So I spray the area with water and I find a dime. FDR's face staring back at me. A dime in the cecum. We used a special net tool to grab the dime and removed it. The patient woke up from anesthesia and told me he had never swallowed a dime before. So we gave him the dime and sent him on his way. That guy's made him money.
Okay. First of all, that guy... Back up on the coffee a little bit.
Yeah, whoa.
So there you go. You're not alone.
Cool, yeah, there you go.
So, Anything? Did you keep the first poop? Remember that thing I was telling about? Whatever that stuff is that comes out of them?
Oh, the tar kind of thing? I can't remember the name.
Merconum or something like
something
that? Is that
like
right?
That, yeah.
Did you keep it?
No.
We need that because Walton Road, where I live, is horrible, and I want to use that for patchwork. Are you sure you threw it away?
Yeah, it's gone.
Why don't you call Kelly? She can root through your diaper.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.